like the Spanish speakers are just the
Okay,
top, you
we're good to
know?
go. Oh, we're good to go. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Are we recording?
Yes, to
Okay.
begin.
Welcome. This is the Planning Commission Administrative Hearing for August 16th, 2023. We have one item on the agenda. I will read that item in, turn it over to the staff to read an overview of staff report. And then we will open it up to public hearing. So item one is AJ Schaffer and Matthew Pinder request project plan approval for a new soda drive-through commercial building in the downtown Gateway Zone located at 825 West Center Street. That's in the Franklin neighborhood. And Nancy Robson has the staff report.
Thanks. So the overview for the item, the developer is requesting one 605 square foot commercial building to be built at 825 West Center. The location has been used for a parking lot for an auto mechanic shop since 1982. The final subdivision application is still waiting to be recorded with Utah County. The structure is one-story, 605 square foot building for a soda drive-through shop. There is a walk-up window for pedestrians, but no indoor seating is available. Vehicle access is off of 800 West, in addition to access from the property on the west. The proposed development is in line with the design standards, including the 40% glazing along the primary street. Subject property is in the Gateway Zone. The adjoining property to the south is zoned general commercial. The property is 0.196 acres, and the proposed building is one story in height, 600 square feet. Six parking places are provided, and two bicycle stalls are provided. We have reviewed this proposal against the downtown Gateway Zone standards and found that it meets all relevant sections of Provo City Code. The property adjacent to the general commercial zone is adjacent to the general commercial zone, and the use is appropriate and welcome in this location. So staff supports the approval of this proposed project with the listed conditions that the subdivision plat must be recorded before a building permit is issued, and the city will require a long-term access agreement from lot one that needs to be recorded with the county so that future property owners know of the existing access.
Okay, and just a question for staff, just to confirm, this went to design review. They
Yes.
approved
Yes.
the design. Okay, great, thank you. I will open it up for public comment. Do we have any public comment? No, no public comment. And I will note that the applicant is not here, but I have read through the staff report and am familiar with the plan. A couple positives about it is it is improving the access into this property by closing the two accesses close to the intersection and providing an access further away, making it a little safer there and improving the landscaping on the site as well. After reviewing the staff report, I agree with the conditions that this should be approved subject to the subdivision plat and the access agreement from lot one being recorded at the county, and would insist that those be done before a CO is given on the building. But other than that, I would act to approve this plan with those conditions. And that concludes the admin hearing for today.
Great. I didn't realize this was today. I got confused about the agenda, so
no problem.
So what's the difference between